We're going to check in with the national headquarters of the Pope's Worldwide Prayer Network, run by the Jesuits, and Jesuit priest Father Bill Blazek checks in with us every month to keep us updated on the Holy Father and his monthly prayer intentions. Good morning, Father Bill. Welcome back to the program.
Thanks so much for having me. Hello to you and to all your listeners.
Well, as we open this time, and we're opening a new month, the month of February, and we'll enter into a new season soon, the season of Lent, what is the Holy Father is on his heart in terms of the monthly prayer intention for February?
Well, we are praying for those in leadership to say no to corruption. And the Holy Father prays that those who have material, political, or spiritual power may resist the lure of corruption. Amen.
Mm. And when we hear that word corruption, Father, just give us some sense of where we see that in our culture today. I mean, it's not too far off the hidden path that we can see different people abusing their power in many different ways. Where do we find this?
Absolutely. So manipulation of power for inappropriate ends or purposes. And in this intention, they do mention material, political, or spiritual. So we might think of financial power, and that could be someone who has power over an employee. We read about that very often. Too sadly, it was in the news a great deal over recent months of people abusing their power in Hollywood or in the film industry or in other similar kinds of situations in the restaurant industry over their employees. That's a kind of corruption. Systematically, however, also we think politically, how someone might want a highway built through a certain county instead of another, or a certain bidding contractor to get the deal for a large government contract, say. And then even spiritual corruption, sadly, the church made up of human beings and so blessed by the Holy Spirit in many ways, but also from time to time, sadly, marked by sin and people abusing the power that they've been given as spiritual leaders, twisted to their own ends. So it comes up in many walks of life.
Father Blazek with us as we join the Holy Father, Pope Francis, in his monthly prayer intention. And as we've seen the example of Pope Francis, both in his writing and I think as he shares, whether it's a homily or in some other public venue, he has talked quite a bit about corruption, whether it's the drug lords or the mobs. I remember some of the headlines. You know, what are you getting a sense of Pope Francis when he looks at this issue of corruption?
Well, the intentions which we mention every month are what he considers to be challenges facing humanity, to be facing the entire world, are things that come up actually yearly. Corruption's been a problem going way back into biblical times. And he has challenged organized crime right there in the country where Rome exists, but also worldwide. And he challenges it globally. It's been a theme of his, but also a theme of previous pontificates and of different studies within the church. So he's in full continuity with a long tradition of challenging this way that sin rises its head.
And we might think, Father Blazek, well, those are the leaders out there, the government leaders, the big church leaders. But what about in my own home or my own community? I mean, even parents are a leader, per se, in the home. And we could get lured into maybe an incorrect way of using our leadership powers to corruption. How do we protect ourselves or prevent that from happening?
Well, this prayer to me, one of the interesting parts of it is that we are praying that these people who are tempted resist the lure of corruption. So resist that temptation. So the prayer itself is very much in league with the Lord's Prayer, where we're praying not to fall into temptation, not to be led towards temptation by anyone. And so I think it's a beautiful prayer in that regard because it's, again, even Christ recognized that we needed to be freed from temptation.
Right, right. And for us just to meditate on, and I think that lure of corruption, how can we maybe pray about this, seek sacred scripture for a way of just helping us to really meditate on these prayers to say no to corruption?
Absolutely. And the word corruption comes up different places, different ways. Sometimes we think of sort of an infection and there's a corruption and somebody has an infection in their arm or in their leg or something like that. But also a corruption of the heart. St. Paul used that term a great deal. You might just Google the word biblical verses about corruption. I looked to Ephesians 4 this month when I was doing some reflection, and St. Paul challenges us. He says, this is not how you learned Christ. Truth is in Jesus. We put away our old selves, and we put away a former of life corrupted through our deceitful desires. You know, that's very Ignatian. Mm-hmm. St. Ignatius always paid attention to what desires did we have. Do we desire goodness, holiness, purity, honesty, or do we desire, you know, to lie, cheat, or steal?
Well, and I think it's interesting in this month of February, we will be moving soon into Ash Wednesday and entering into this time, this penitential season of Lent. So this seems to flow really well with that reflection of where we are and where we need to continue to be purified. And our culture certainly could use our prayers to rid our culture of corruption.
Well, we always encourage our members to make that evening examination. People who join the Pope's Prayer Network, the Apostleship of Prayer, can easily make an evening examination. That's one of the three times of the day that we pray together. And in that examination, it's very fair and good to ask oneself, have I been tempted by material wealth? Have I been tempted by social wealth? You know, that could happen at the high school level. You know, we're tempted to have the biggest network of friends or the most Twitter followers. Or is there a social component to my gluttony, if you would, belonging to such and such a club or a group? And there's can be a temptation there that comes before us. But especially we think about tempted to use any power or influence, maybe to get our friend a job over someone else who's qualified. That would be an example of a misuse of power.
Yeah. Father Bill Blasek with us, the Pope's Prayer Network. I encourage you to visit them often at popesprayerusa.net. And typically there's a saint of the month to help us in reflection and I think to give us that inspiration to continue our prayers. Who do you pick for February?
So a great favorite is St. Blaise, bishop and martyr, who will be celebrated February 3rd. And St. Blaise is famous for healing those with infirmities of the throat. And you may know him as one of the 14 holy helpers. They sometimes call them auxiliary saints because auxiliary, you know, is to help or to aid. And St. Blaise, I will say, I chose him happily because my last name is Blazek. So many people in my family actually have taken him as a sort of informal patron across time.
We'll take him. And I love the blessing of the throats. That's typically Candlemas and St. Blaise. Aren't they one day after the next?
So the blessing of the candles goes on where, if it's able to be done, they bring all the candles for the year and bless them in a beautiful ceremony for their sacred use at the altar. But the candles then are often used crossed at the person's throat on St. Blaise Day, or sometimes afterwards if the person can't be there on St. Blaise Day. So you can ask at your parish if you can receive a St. Blaise Day blessing for against infirmities of the throat.
And we definitely really need that in the work that we do in proclaiming the good news, Father. So I always go to daily Mass that day to receive that special blessing on the throat. Well, it is a beautiful month for us, Father, and I want to ask you to help us close this time with a blessing and a prayer, and again, remind us of that February intention.
So we're praying for freedom from corruption, that those who have material, political, or spiritual power may resist the lure of corruption. Amen. And I ask that the blessing of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit come upon you and all your listeners. Amen.
Amen.